This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a program called LEED, L-E-E-D, that doles out brownie points to buildings that are environmentally friendly. It's considered a mark of distinction in most quarters, but in North Carolina, lawmakers are considering a bill today to ban LEED on public projects. Shannon Mullen reports.
A LEED-certified building can get up to 110 points. Two have to do with wood, whether it's grown locally and sustainably. In North Carolina, few timber operations have the certification LEED requires. Rita Hike with the American Forest Foundation says LEED standards are designed for industrial operations like Weyerhaeuser.
Small landowners don't necessarily find it cost-effective to participate in one of the larger industrial standards.
So the industry wants the state to end LEED certification of public buildings. The group that developed LEED, the U.S. Green Business Council, defends its tough standard. Lane Burt is the council's policy director.
The reason we don't recognize all certification standards equally, it's because they're not equal. A candy with a third less sugar is still not a health food.
The timber industry is on the offensive in other states, too. Florida and Mississippi have similar bills, and the governors of Maine and Georgia already banned state projects from using LEED standards. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.